It's here.
Hello?
Have you checked the children? Children.
They're all pods, all of them.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Here's Gingy.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you. Gentlemen, I am Pain.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face. The blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
You think that when you die, you go to heaven. You come to us.
This guy, if he can't take a joke, he stinks.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Holy shit, I knew you were going to start, but he finally fucking did it. His hand was right the whole time.
All right.
No, we're starting the episode like this. So we're starting with the countdown, and then we're going. We're going.
Go ahead. Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. Todd is already being a douche, so I'm not going to introduce him. But that's Plugs. That's Kruger. Gentlemen, how goes your evening?
Namaste. What's up?
Much better. I'm just so proud of you, Dan. One shot.
Did you see the look on his face, though? Fuck you, each eye.
He did it, though. It was like perfect. I could not comment. It was so good.
Shut up, Doc. All right. So we're here. I really just want a fucking like croc. I want the croc and the bear to just rip you apart right now.
I see. I knew it was something, some anger towards me.
I do. I want those fucking dolphins, too, that they talked about in another movie we reviewed to get you to. I just want, like...
That you will be able to see the review tomorrow.
Mother Nature to just team up on
tomorrow, maybe.
Take you out.
Well, there is... No, never mind. Anyway.
Anyways. Well, actually, kind of relevant to the show. Did any of you ever watch that short-lived show, Zoo? Which is what that was about. Like, every animal on Earth, like, turned against man. Kind of goofy but fun.
Is that what Zombies was the riff on?
No. It was, I mean, basically like a zombie show, but with just animals rampaging. It was fun. I think it ran out of steam.
How is it not Zombies?
Yeah.
Zombies is fucking hilarious.
What's that based off of?
That was a ripoff of Zoo.
Jesus Christ, Dan.
And he's back.
I wasn't listening to you, Todd. Fuck you, Todd.
I'd rather you count wrong than...
There you go. There's one right there for you, Todd.
One.
God damn it, Todd.
That's why you spend all day on Pornhub, because it takes you forever to get the right position.
Position? What position am I getting?
We've seen the way your hands work.
Is that like a masturbation joke? I thought we're supposed to keep this show classy now, Todd.
It's only weird when you say it.
God damn it.
You're going to make it like filthy.
I hope Grizzly makes claw babies on your head, you son of a bitch. All right. So on that note, we're angry today. We got
that's bad. Good.
That's not we.
Well, Todd's just a dick.
JD, but... if you want to start over, you can just do the intro again right now. I don't care.
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
Go eat.
I wasn't going to do it.
You can deny it right now.
All right. So we'll kick it off with our, we'll probably talk about both, I guess. But we'll kick it off with our newest film of the evening. We'll talk about the original too. Black Water Abyss from director Andrew Trocchi. And this film follows five friends and two couples who explore a remote cave system in northern Australia and find themselves threatened by a hungry crocodile when a flood traps them in. All right. So, recollections about the original first before we get into the sequel. Kruger was, or were both, well, this one was obviously, but was it a first time watch for you?
The 2007 one, yeah. And thought it wasn't really that great. I was kind of expecting a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And the acting was kind of meh, you know. There was never really like any, like anything super iconic about it. So I was actually surprised that it got a sequel after, you know, watching it. And then, you know, so like for the first Blackwater, I only gave it like a 1.5 out of 5.
Wow. Okay.
It kind of that one was kind of interesting because it came out like right at the same time as another croc flick called Rogue. Which,
yeah, Rogue is good.
Yeah, and that's the one that kind of got the you know, the attention.
I like the first Blackwater because they treat the crocodile like Bruce from Jaws. Like, we don't see him until it's absolutely necessary. And I fell for those people. They're fucking stupid. But I fell for them. And then the whole pregnancy, which they reuse later.
Yeah.
Because that was my first time watching. No, I saw Blackwater, but I really didn't remember it. I've got to give like a 3, 3.5.
Yeah. Okay. I am closer to Pugs on that one.
The original.
Yeah.
I think I was just expecting a little bit too much. And then, you know, the CGI I didn't think looked that great. So, you know me, man. I'm such a stickler. CGI.
Yeah.
Not Sci-Fi Channel originals for Krieger.
No. When I was younger, yes. But
that'll be rough. I will say we got to get you to watch Ghost Shark, though. Maybe.
Oh, God.
It's pretty special.
I have that on Blu-ray, so.
Not a living shark, so, you know. Todd, what did you think of the original Blackwater?
I said I was on par with Pugs. I did think it's,
yeah,
it was solid. I mean, it's a little light on shark, but like Pug said, it's following that Jaws pattern
on croc.
See, I can't even keep it right. Yes, it's Shark Week, so we're doing croc films. Makes sense.
It also wrote in on the back of like the DeSantis stuff. So,
well, they're all kind of Jaws, you know, inspired, so it makes sense.
I didn't rewatch it, to be honest, but I have seen it before, and it's a solid film. Rogue is definitely the better film, and again, that's why I think this isn't as remembered, but it's still got a bit of a following, hence the sequel, which you do not need to see the first one if you're thinking you need to. No, you don't. In fact, and you guys are probably better off answering this since you just saw them both, but is there any crossover at all beyond the director's?
No. Same?
Okay. So yeah. So there you go, guys. Just wanted to confirm that you're good. It's just the title, same director. Other than that,
is it the same director?
The first one had like two, but yeah, it's one of the same directors, Andrew Trocky, that worked on the first one.
Yeah, because he did the first 47 meters down, right?
Pretty sure. He may have.
Yeah, it says in the cover.
I like that movie. That movie would have got higher rating if they would.
I love the second one, man.
I do too.
I was the one who didn't like that one for some reason.
I just wish that in the first one, it would have just ended with her not being a dream.
Yeah.
I would have had such big balls if they did that, but whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was fun. I like the sort of
fucking Steven Seagal.
Maya.
That's the other one.
Shallows.
I still haven't watched that one.
I like Shallows.
Although, Kruger, I can see you probably don't like the. No, I don't want to spoil it. There's a part where I doubt you'll like.
In the Shallows?
Yes.
I don't really remember. I just remember the crazy thing with the shark and the.
Like Little Mermaid, yeah.
Yeah, don't say too much. I've been wanting to watch that finally. I do have the 4K, and then rewatch Shark Night 3D because I have the 3D import, and I've only ever seen the Anaglyph 3D. So watching like real 3D would be nice.
That's the shark movie like nobody went to see.
Basically. So, and I own like two different 3D Blu-rays of it.
Well, yeah, there is something about I've always, and I could have done it once and I regret not going down in the cage. I didn't choose my words well. The shark. But anyways, I wouldn't let the movie scare me. I want to get like a good photo of just like giving it the finger or something. That would be my profile pic. All right, Blackwater Abyss. I promise we'll talk about it now. I enjoyed this one. I have some of the characters really, really pissed me off.
In Thor and Charles Manson.
particularly, I think there was one in particular that just really fucking annoyed me. And I'll get into it in the spoilers a little bit more. But I wanted bad things to happen to a certain character. But this one doesn't... it doesn't really do anything new. But it's competently made. It's suspenseful. Much like the first one, it's not, you know, like wall-to-wall CG. You're kind of getting more suspense over, you know, constant CG attacks. The lead is freaking gorgeous. Jessica McNamee, who plays Jennifer. but what, Todd?
I'm just looking at Pug's face.
Competing a girl. God damn it. Not a fan, Pugs?
She's okay. I wasn't impressed.
Yeah, neither was I.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, if you're listening, Jennifer, I think you're attractive. They think you look like dog shit.
None of us said that. Fuck. I know.
You see how he throws everyone under the bus if there's a shot at a woman?
Tell that man to do something. I don't care.
What did you think, Kruger?
I thought it was a big improvement from the last movie, like especially with like the production value and stuff. Mm-hmm. I thought the CG croc looked good when they were in the cave. Mm-hmm. But I'll get more into that with the spoilers. The characters weren't very likable though, and like I didn't really care that, you know, people were dying. The only guy I kind of felt for was the one guy that was in remission from cancer. Like, that poor guy kind of got the shit end of the stick.
Yeah. Remission and asthma. Fuck.
Yeah. The weird thing I found was that, like, this almost felt like a remake because, you know, you still have, you have, like, the pregnancy in the story. And it just kind of felt weird. Like, it didn't need to be a Blackwater movie. It could have been called something else, right, and would have been fine. But the one thing that disappointed me was that they didn't get, like, crazy. You know, there wasn't any crazy gore. No. There was some, you know, blood and stuff and like in the water, but there wasn't anything over the top. And I kind of wanted it to get over the top because it would have added so much more and like definitely would have made me enjoy it a lot more. I think like a reason why I like movies like Crawl is because it's so over the top and crazy that like it's what I want and expect and it's a good time. And this kind of like I wanted it to, you know, turn up the level on the gore and actually, you know, kind of have, you know, some balls to show us some stuff. And it really didn't.
Yeah, it's more suspense driven. And I get that because it's tough because, like, depending on your budget, it's like, do we show a lot of attacks that may not look particularly realistic? Mm-hmm. Nobody really uses like old school models as much anymore. I mean, not at all, but I mean, you'll even see maybe later tonight we'll be talking more about how you can do it without CG, but. Yeah, this is one I just sort of, it felt like deja vu for me. I've seen it before, but it is well made. If you want a good croc film. I can definitely recommend it, but there's better out there. What did you think, Pugs?
I had a good time with it. I actually liked most of the characters there. I felt safe with Thor. I thought he knew what he was doing, but we'll find out later that that might not be the case. Man, I felt so bad for Asthma Guy. Like, you just you just beat fucking stage or whatever the hell you had, and now you got to deal with this bullshit. God damn.
And he didn't want to go.
And he didn't want to go. And, like, at a certain point, there's, like, a daytime TV soap opera thing going on. And, like, you see it coming, and I laughed. I actually enjoyed it, but I can see how that could, like, irritate some people. It was a bit claustrophobic in the tunnels, but when they were in the cave, it kind of felt like this is – you got a lot of space to stay away from the crocodile, so chill out a little bit.
There's but, something –
yeah, yeah. And then
I wanted that they didn't give us.
And fucking women drivers. They need to knock it off.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was awfully dumb.
But we'll get to that later.
Yeah, but well, yeah, overall,
I had a good time with it.
Okay, Todd, what say you?
Yeah, I also had a good time with it. It wasn't perfect, but it was a lot of fun. And like, if I had to recommend out of these two, I definitely say go with the new one.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. If you are looking for a new creature feature during Shark Week, not a shark, but and do not enjoy what Sci-Fi Channel usually provides you.
Well, that's not Shark Week. That's not till next week.
Shark well, whatever, Week. They start airing it.
Shark Week is on Discovery Channel. I know.
He's already starting. Halloween, so it's cool. He's on his own timeline.
Yeah, shut up, Todd. So yeah, this is a good recommendation if you don't care for Sci-Fi Channel. Didn't blow me away, but it's definitely above average, and I give it a 3.
Yeah, that's what I'm a 3 also, actually.
I'm actually giving it a 3.5.
Cool. Let's say you, Kruger.
And for me, like, overall, I think it could have been made better. But it wasn't bad, so I'm giving it a 2.5. It's average for me.
Okay, cool. So moving on to our next film of the evening, which I know I already know Pugs is a huge fan of, which is Orca from 1977. And
director... for a second, I'm like, you don't know shit, but oh yeah, you do.
You've talked about this one enough. I was going to say, listeners know what's up. And director Michael Anderson. So, Captain Nolan, played by Oscar nominee Richard Harris, is a man of the sea. Brave and headstrong, he is a fisherman who takes up the fight of his life against one of nature's most fearsome creatures, the killer whale. Orca seeks to avenge the death of his pregnant mate, left murdered in blood-red waters, rising from the ocean, leaving behind in its wake of destruction and mayhem. The deadly marine creature lures his human adversaries to a match of wits and survival in the chilly Arctic waters. Also starring Bo Derek, Charlotte Rampling, Will Sampson, Keenan Wynn, and Robert Carradine, and featuring music of award-winning composer Ennio Morricone, Orca is a thrilling aquatic adventure of breathtaking scope. All right, Pugs, you look like you were about to nut there, so tell us of your...
When Dan says it, it's weird.
Shut up, Todd. Tell us of your love of Orca.
I think my first time watching it was like during the KTLA Channel 5 marathons on Sundays. And I just remember being like, this whale is a badass. Like when a football player scores a touchdown and they do this dance, like the victory dance, this motherfucker starts a fire and then he's gloating.
Yeah.
It's awesome. The music is fucking amazing. That is one of the best soundtracks ever. Like, fight me. It's awesome. Yeah, I just enjoy the shit out of this. This killer whale is on a revenge trip, rightfully so. And homeboy is dealing with like his own family tragedy, so he gets it. And I just fucking love this movie. And even the end, the fucking like he's smart and he knows how to fucking get these guys. So I love this movie. I've always loved this movie. I enjoy it better than Jaws. I understand it is not a masterpiece like Jaws, but I like it better. And I just, everything about this movie fucking rules.
I'm picturing a young pug's Sunday night, just when the fetus scene, and just like jumping up on the couch.
That shit fucked me up. I'm like, what the hell is that? Now I think it's metal as fuck, but back then it freaked me the fuck out.
Kruger, what do you think of Orca?
Like pugs, I had experience with this movie when I was young and saw the fetus scene, and it disturbed the living fucking shit out of me. And for years, I couldn't like even think about what the movie was about, but I just remember seeing a whale fetus just get fucked up by a goddamn hose. And yeah, man, this movie's fantastic. It truly is a masterpiece. Even from a technical aspect, it's not great, but the effects for its time were pretty well done. There's some deep shit in this movie a lot. And Richard Harris gives, in my opinion, his best performance ever. By the end of this movie, you feel for him. He is so run down, and just, I thought he relayed that so well, that like at the end, he just was waiting for this orca to get its revenge and was willing to, you know, die for it. And I thought this is a powerful movie. Definitely crazy now that, you know, all the stuff happened at SeaWorld.
They have
this movie really, yeah, this movie really, like, you know, kind of predicted a lot of that stuff. And I thought it was a powerful piece of art, and I love this movie to death. I think in every aspect it holds up just as well as Jaws, other than maybe a little bit of the on the effects side, but it's ambitious and great.
Amen.
You know what? I was going to say, this is one that I think people forget and just assume it's like a cheesy, cheap Jaws ripoff, which there were many, many, many of those, but, you're right. There's a whole lot more to it. I have a lot to say, but Todd, what did you think of Orca? I don't think we've really gotten your thoughts on it before.
I've mentioned here and there, I've always been a fan of it. But I'm the weirdo who loves Jaws 3. It's no Jaws 3, but
I like Jaws 3 too, man. Okay. That one's fun.
I agree. That's probably my favorite shark movie, though. So, but Orca's a fucking ton of fun, and it holds up really well. I wasn't sure because it's been a while since I watched it, even though this is the second Blu-ray I've bought, and I still didn't watch the last one. But yeah, I thought it held it really well. And if you are worried about it just being another Jaws ripoff, I think this one stands on its own.
Absolutely.
More of like a slasher vibe too. Like, I think that's what took me.
Definitely iconic kills.
Oh yeah. A lot. I think had the series have kept going, it would have probably gotten more cheesy. I would have liked like Bo Derek to come back, and then like Orca jumps out and like bites off one of her titties or something. It would have been funny.
The Indian dude is Evil Ed's cousin or uncle. I forgot what he is.
Yeah, you did say that. I was gonna say.
I think it came up when we were talking about Poltergeist.
Yeah,
that's awesome. That's all. He does a great job in this.
Well, I guess it was his uncle, right?
Yeah.
R.I.P.
We'll have to ask him more if he knew him well, or be interesting to hear more about that guy. So this movie is damn powerful. I mean, when the orcas are just like crying in pain, I mean, it's like heartbreaking. I mean, it's like, oh man, this is hard to watch. And that beginning scene when they catch his mate, I mean, it's like, man, that's not pleasant. And you mentioned SeaWorld, like, that's one thing I won't do. I watched Blackfish, the doc.
Me too.
And fuck SeaWorld in their ass. They are without lube, because they are pieces of shit.
I enjoyed SeaWorld when I was younger. I even won a big old fucking orca.
And when you were little, yeah.
Blackfish Lives Matter. That's what I started.
Yeah. Now, I will say they don't allow well, they have the old ones because they can't release them, of course, but they don't allow it anymore, luckily. But man, if you want to hate SeaWorld, watch that doc. The kills are iconic. Like I said, again, I think they even talked about this in a doc a while ago, and it made it seem like it was just like this cheesy movie. And I was like, not at all. I actually think the effects are pretty good, in my opinion.
Especially for something made in 77.
Yeah. And they're, you know, again, obviously all practical, all, you know, nothing, no computer generated orca. This one, I think, rises above it. It's definitely a cash in on Jaws, but I won't just dismiss this one as like a cheap knockoff.
It's like Friday the 13th to Halloween.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that connection and how he related to the orca, I thought, was just like, wow, you don't get that in a creature feature very often. Might as well go ahead give our ratings on this. What say you, Pugs, since you're...
Do we really have to ask Pugs?
Well, that's why, I was like a
four. I like this so much that whenever I do release a rap song, my name will be Orca. So this is a 5.
You got to get some of the Orca sounds in there somehow.
Yeah.
What say you, Kruger?
I'm a 4.5, but I could easily, you know, be a 5. The only reason I'm 4.5 is because some of the editing, you know, isn't really that great, but that story, man, and everything about this movie, definitely recommend, especially if you're into, you know, the killer fish underwater movies.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm with Kruger. I'm a 4.5. Could easily be a 5 too. But yeah. What about you, Dan?
I will give this one the 5. I love it. I think it's a blast. And shut up, Todd. It's one of the better creature features, quite frankly, and it's one that doesn't get the attention it deserves. So if you haven't seen it, go out and get the new Scream Factory Blu-ray. There's also the Australian Blu-ray. I still have to get the Scream one myself. This one's better than you probably heard.
It has a lot of haters out there, too, and some of them are my friends, but fuck you.
Yeah, I'm with you. If you hate this movie, I don't understand.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't know.
Do they just hate fun? Is that their problem?
One of them loves Batman, so I'm like, we're going to fight, dude.
Batman versus Orca Pugs.
Well, let's not go crazy. They're both on my team.
Or they team up. It can be like a, you know.
Fuck yeah, Batman riding a whale. Fuck it, Velociraptor riding a shark.
There you go. Now you're nutting like the blowhole scene.
Dan,
well, I'm gonna do it now just to fuck with you, Todd. All right,
that means we have to go behind the 18 warning unless people see us, because you can't fucking talk like a normal person.
My bad. All right, moving on.
Now it's my bad.
All right, moving on to our next film of the evening, which, speaking of films that followed in the footsteps of Jaws, Grizzly from 1976 and director William Girdler. An 18-foot, 2,000-pound grizzly bear starts mauling campers and hikers at a state park. A park ranger springs into action, but the job is too big to tackle alone, so he enlists the aids of a naturalist and a helicopter pilot to take this freak of nature down. Meanwhile, the giant grizzly, not content with picnic baskets, continues to kill indiscriminately, leaving pools of blood and piles of body parts in his wake. Can the ranger and his cronies end the grizzly's reign of terror without resorting to excessively extreme measures? This post-Jaws nature runs rampant thriller was directed by William Girdler and was a box office hit and the top grossing independent film of 1976.
Incredible.
Yes. Oh, God, do I love this movie. This movie is so much fun. Definitely, I think the best killer bear movie out there. Although I will put over a recent-ish one called Backcountry.
Yeah, I was about to say Backcountry is the shit.
I haven't seen. Yeah. I keep hearing it's awesome,
dude.
It's
it has the most horrific and realistic like bear attack that I've ever seen.
I gotta bump this shit up. Okay.
Yeah. Now it's not like wall to wall, like the bear just bumping people off like Grizzly. It's a very different film, more realistic, but yeah. It's horrific if you do get attacked by a bear because they don't really just kill you. I mean, they pin you down and they basically like fucking eat you. So it's not a pleasant way to go. So yes, and that movie captured it quite well. But Grizzly, this is so much fun. This is a classic drive-in favorite. It's some of the just the kills in this, man, and it's PG, which back then. But I mean, they don't even spare children in this.
That's what got me when I was watching the credits and the PG part came up. I'm like, with that fucking child scene, this is PG.
Well, there was no PG-13, but yeah, even then, I'm like, that is squarely in R-rated territory now.
We weren't pussies then.
Yeah, kids weren't pussies then. And Grizzly, he doesn't give a shit, man. He is an iconic slasher himself. I mean, like, oh, we'll use the cub as bait. We'll see how that went for you. all right, I'm gonna, this movie's fucking awesome. Kruger, was this the first time watch for you, Kruger?
Yeah. So this is my first time watching this one. And it's pretty great. It doesn't fucking hold back at all. It being PG is ridiculous because, you know, as you guys said, we watch a child get fucked up. Like, we're talking, this makes Pennywise look like what he did to Georgie was cool. Like, this motherfucker is the most metal bear I've ever seen in my life. He does not give a shit. And it's a great time. It's definitely not, you know, Academy Award-winning masterpiece. Some scenes, you know, the bear arms do look cheesy and shit, but it is fucking great. And there is a lot of like real bear footage in it too, so that's pretty cool too. And has one of the most absurd endings that I will get into the spoiler section, but is one of the most absurd things I've ever seen in fucking cinema history. And it's pretty great.
Yes,
I know. Like Grizzly, just like fuck this kid, fuck this horse, fuck this.
Oh, horse, dude, that bear works for the fucking mafia because that was gonna wake up in the mom's bed. this movie's a goddamn great time. It is super ridiculous, but man, I had the fucking blast watching this. And then at a certain point, it turns into like a little kaiju movie because this bear's fucking ginormous. So, way cooler than Yogi. I love this movie.
I love when he was like shaking the watchtower.
That shit was great.
That was so good. I think it would have been funnier if he just like climbed to the top and just killed at the top. But Todd, what did you think of Grizzly?
Yeah, I've always really enjoyed Grizzly. It's been a while since I've seen it. Another one, second Blu-ray, first time I've watched the Blu-ray.
Which I, not to stop you, but RoninFlix.com if you want to get the newest Blu-ray, which looks really good.
Well, if you have a time machine and want to go back in time and get it, yes, do that.
What do you mean?
Sold out?
Sold out. Yeah.
Are you sure? I don't think last time I looked it was. It might have gone back in stock.
If it did, well, it's new to me.
I'll confirm it.
I'm going to actually confirm it.
I could be wrong.
I know. I could be too. It happens occasionally. But yeah, I do like this one. It's I'm multitasking, so I'm half looking.
It's also on Tubi.
Yeah, okay. Yes, thank you. Yeah, it is back in stock. Okay. So
Okay, so you can get it.
Yeah, secondary market copies were getting a little high. But
you can still take a time machine, though.
No, this is true.
You can. Yeah, and like drive-in royalty in this movie, too. Richard Jekyll, Christopher George of Gates of Hell. He was also in Day of the Animals, another William Girdler film. Andrew Prine, who is amazing. Great cast in this. They shot this actually in Georgia with a lot of locals used. Yeah, some movies are just kind of perfect. Like this one for me is any like little technical things here and there just don't even matter. It's just it's so much fun. I wish I could see this in a drive-in. I'm That'd hoping cool. maybe this is one that will be considered next year, hopefully, when I go to my usual drive-in destination. Which I'm going to say next year we should all go out to Pennsylvania because Todd and not, well, I assume none of you guys, have you ever been to the Dawn of the Dead mall and the Night of the Living Dead Cemetery and all that? That's right near where this drive-in is. And yeah, it's fun. And the Living Dead Museum. But yeah, man, what else can I say about Grizzly? It's got the most awesome kills. I would consider the kid and the mother scene to be in the Hall of Fame if we had a Hall of Fame of kills.
Definitely.
When she comes out and just starts like punching him, but he doesn't care. And then he drops on the ground, his legs gone. I'm like, oh, wow. I love this movie. No surprise, I'll be the first one. 5, 5, 5. This movie is so much fun.
It's a bear claw. Right on.
Bear claw. There you go. You get the full claw. What say you, Kruger?
I think if I saw this movie when I was younger, you know, I would have enjoyed it even more. I definitely could have saw myself being terrified of the fucking bear, especially with, you know, the child scene. But I'm a 4 out of 5. Okay. I, you know, still enjoyed it, but I think if you've seen this movie and you keep watching it, you're going to end up liking it more and more. And since it's my first watch, you know, just 4 out of 5 this time around.
All right. What say you, Pugs?
I am a solid 4. Get your popcorn and enjoy yourself. Watch this motherfucker ASAP.
And yeah, get it on Ronin if you want it, because yeah, this one probably will be going out of print soon. What say you, Todd?
I'm a 5. Yeah. This is what I do have tons of fun with.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, we'll still be talking Grizzly because we are finally the movie. What, 30?
Is this where I take years? Over? Okay.
37 so, years in the making, right?
Well, yeah. Yes. 83. Okay. Well, this is long. I'm going to go in the backstory before we get to the actual movie. This is long considered a lost film for a long time. And that was until here. Now I got to my notes. It was filmed in 1983. The movie never had a proper release. There's multiple stories of why. The most common one is that the producer ran off with the budget, and the equipment bills were not paid, and that resulted in the Hungarian government seizing most of the materials, which is where it was shot. And then in 1987, which is where, if you noticed, most media for this movie is listed as like 87, like when it was supposed to be out. That's because Canon Films picked up the movie with the intent of releasing it. But that's when they had their financial issues. They forgot the movie even existed, and it just kind of disappeared. And that was until 2007, when a bootleg all of a sudden like showed up on the circuit. And that's when we found out, like, that none of the bear footage was shot except for the ending. It was they had intended to do, like, in Grizzly and film bear footage to put into it at the time, but it never happened because of all the issues that saved. Like, yeah. I think the producer, like, it was the thing was he wanted to, like, basically have all these like German bands that he liked, or I can't remember what country they were, but they were all like foreign bands.
Man, if Rammstein would have been in there.
And basically he was giving himself a concert, I guess.
I've got like an image now of a bear just like fucking people up to Rammstein, and it's awesome.
Oh, there's dish.
Like these kids, just body parts flying. He's massacring a preschool.
But then the producer, and I forget her name, and I had it in front of me in one of my notes. Well, anyway, she like when she flipped her shit when the bootleg showed up in 2007, and she was threatening like people reviewing it. She was gonna. Like sue them and all that. It was just weird. I mean, I think a lot of it was lost in translation. I don't believe English was her first language. I mean, I have spoken to her.
Google Translate, right?
What?
Google Translate?
I don't know. I never heard back because we told her we were going to review it, and she never sent us anything. But luckily, or unluckily, we'll get there. It was on a film festival thing we could order on Vimeo, so we were able to all see it. So now the big question is, was it worth the wait? But we'll let Dan give you the description before we get into that part.
All right.
And it was very famous for having unreleased roles of Charlie Sheen and
Laura Dern.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, though, there's a lot more that we'll get into, but there's a lot.
Top bill, though.
Well, yeah, I can see how they'd want them to have the top bill. So this one, this time directed by André Zatz, and it features... All hell breaks loose when a giant grizzly reacting to the slaughter of grizzlies by poachers attacks a massive big band rock concert in a national park. Okay, so to be honest, expectations for this one for me were pretty low because I knew the history behind it and I figured there was a lot of crucial stuff that just wasn't shot. I'd always heard that. So my expectations were low. When we get the very first scene, which obviously new footage of just this cute bear reacting to CGI bullet hits, I kind of was like, okay, this isn't going to be the first film. And then the mother's reaction, which should be sad, but was just kind of funny. It was just like, you know,
that actually got me hyped. I'm like, oh, we're just going that way with this one. Okay, cool.
Well, yeah, and the names in this, though, I mean, man, George Clooney, Charlie Sheen, and Laura Dern just at the beginning. And again, the problem with this again is just the bear stuff was not finished. So,
and this is pre-Crisco, right?
Well, yeah, this is pre-Crisco Charlie Sheen, allegedly.
Dan gets so excited when he brings that up. Look at him.
They could have edited like the Crisco in there somehow.
He didn't empty his bag, dude. I'm telling you, it was in there.
He had plans for poor.
Dan, you get way too excited about a boy getting taken advantage of. I'm just saying.
Shut up, Todd. I will say this about Grizzly 2. What it could have been, what to me was, it would have been a really wacky, out there kind of Piranha 2 The Spawning is kind of what I feel like this might have been if it was completed initially as it should have been. And, you know, you count the names. We've got Gold Ducat in there, Mark Alamo, Ian McNeice, who, if you don't know that name, it's amazing to think he was skinny once. We already mentioned.
I like Dan's mentioning all these names that like no one knows who the hell he's talking about.
You do know them if you
see these. Dan, yes, but that's my point. We're talking about names like George Clooney, not fucking whoever the fuck you just said.
Ian McNeice.
This is exactly what you do on KFU KFWF that makes absolutely, you're like bringing up people no one knows. They may know their faces. We're talking about stars like Clooney and Laura Dern. You're bringing up fucking shitbag McGee. I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
What did Clooney ever do except, you know, the worst Batman movie of all time?
He fucking fought Killer Tomatoes, so you shut your goddamn mouth.
Got you there. We also get Nurse Ratchet, Louise Fletcher, who I see
Dan in his John Travolta role. He's a big fan.
Deborah Foreman, I guess that's a nobody too.
Actually someone people know, like 20 years ago, but that's more than some of the other ones you named.
Shut up, Todd. Barbie Wilde, and if you mock her, I will kick you in the nuts.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone's going to be, oh my God, Barbie Wilde's in it. We must drop everything to see.
Hellraiser 2, you son of a bitch.
Okay, you do not comprehend what a name is, do you, Dan?
Shut up, Todd. She's in Hellraiser. She's bigger than Clooney, so shut up, Todd. All right, Krueger, tag. What did you think?
I thought this movie was a piece of shit. it really was. It's edited poorly. They use the same shot of a bear over and over again, like the same exact shot. It just doesn't look good. It's 45 fucking minutes of like really shitty 80s music and like really bad live performances. Like, fucking, let me read some lyrics to you. You take from the coconut. Over and over again, they keep saying that shit. Like, are you fucking kidding me? The only thing I liked about this movie was Grizzly Hunter Dude is from that 1992 Lost World movie that I watched as a kid. Professor Palantir from that movie. And he's the shit. I liked him and his character. But other than that, this movie was just garbage. It's not done well. It's not edited well. It should have said, you know, the saying, sometimes dead is better. Well, yeah, this movie should have said, stay fucking dead.
I agree. What did you think, Pugs?
Well, the most fun I've had with this movie has been this conversation so far. fuck. I don't have too many positive things to say because it wasn't that long of a movie, but it felt for fucking ever. The stage, like, who holds a concert like this? This is stupid. That's not a thing.
It was an actual concert, though. They had legit rock bands. Sure
they filmed a concert, but it would not be held like this. And they're talking anyway.
And then they had, the random like new band that they inserted in that was super obvious.
And what was funny about that, they, I think Nazareth, I think was one of the bands that they used. But they take own band and then they bring in these random people to get their movie shots. And like they said, like the crowd was really just like, what the fuck is this? Cause it's not rock.
And not enough bear, but I don't even think that could have saved this movie. I'm with Krueger. This should have stayed. What if?
Well, I do have some defensing things positive, but it's not really about this cut. So I want Dan to go, then come back to me.
Well, I don't have a whole lot else to say except, I mean, John Rhys Davies as Bouchard was really fun. I feel like the finale to this, if things had gone as planned, probably would have been pretty epic. I have a feeling. I mean, you could tell. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, honestly, guys, you may just have that curiosity factor that you have to see it since you've heard about it for so long, but just don't expect anything because it's kind of a mostly bearless movie. I mean, I would have loved to have seen the bear rampaging, you know, a fucking concert and just like body parts flying all over the place. You don't get it. But you do get Charlie Sheen before, he turned into the Charlie Sheen we know today.
Before he had Tiger's blood and started winning.
He lost finally, though, let's be honest.
Why are you going to bring us down, Dan?
Yeah, this is not a very good movie. But here's the thing. It's... The work print is better. And if in the fan edit that someone put together that adds the bear footage is better, and it's better bear footage because it's period bear footage. It is.
It's menstruating.
It's got some of the grisly footage for the bear. It's actually put together well. This version, because you see how padded this version was, right?
Oh yeah.
There's like just like random like long shots of like forest that felt like it went on for like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell what's added, but here's the thing. There's a lot taken away. The final cut runs with all the new shit 115. The other cut without any of that stuff is 128. So there's a lot of just random stuff they cut. I don't think that's a great film either, but that's at least a little bit. It doesn't feel, I think it's because it's all the same era. It doesn't feel so like disjointed like this version.
Yeah, yeah. I get that.
And I think because I'd seen that version before and it was never great, but it was cool because it was a curiosity. It was something rare you couldn't see. So
yeah, don't they use footage from the first Grizzly too? If I recall,
in the fan edit or in the new one? Oh fan yeah, there's tons of the first footage. They actually use footage of the end of Grizzly in the beginning too, just to like previously kind of deal.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that's a better put together project than the one Suzanne. I forget her last name, or I can't say her last name. Suzanne Kanagi put together, who is the producer. I mean, I will give her this. She got it out after all those years. I mean, that's my biggest thing I can say. She accomplished that. Now, here's the other thing. After being a pain in the ass to try to review this, I'm going to say you can watch this free on the Saturday, this upcoming Saturday, the 15th, on a film festival. I'll post all the links in this review in case anyone wants to check it out. It's free, so I'm saying that's the way you're going to want to see this.
Yeah, definitely. You know how I would have liked to, what I would have done with Grizzly 2 is I would have picked up where the kid survived, but is like really just fucked up. He's like trying to warn people.
Does he start wearing an ugly hat?
Shut up, Dad. He's just really fucked up. And yeah, it's just like the boy, he's back. He's back. Like the Grizzly's like taunting him out his window or something. No one believes him. So it would have been the boy who cried wolf. That's what I would have done with Grizzly too. And you could have given him like a robot leg like Rose McGowan in Planet Terror that like shoots shit at it. It would have been fun. But that's my pick. All right. So I guess we got to rate this one now. It is what it is. I give this one a one. You can see tiny glimmers of something that might have been, you know, at least fun. But yeah, it's still an incomplete movie. What say you, Todd?
Yeah, I'm not much better. I'm a 1.5, and that's also because I think the other version's better.
And Pugs.
Uno. And that's barely. Get it? Dad joke.
Yeah.
It works. Kruger.
Yeah, I'm a 1.5 for the Rasta weed dealer dude. 0.5 for Professor Challenger as the bear hunter. This movie's fucking really bad.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if the weed dealer just like gave the bear like a joint? The bear got like all high.
That would have been better than anything we got.
There you go. See, I've got the head for this stuff. You. I just want the bear like just sitting there with them, just watching the concert. All right, so we will probably fairly short spoiler segment. I don't think there's a lot to say, but we'll do spoilers now. So if you don't want it ruined for you, pick up where you left off. But before we get into spoilers, fleshwoundfeatures.com/. Patreon.com/FleshWoundFeatures for early, exclusive, and uncensored content. I make Todd even angrier on there, and it all starts at $1.
It's all right. I've already been like super dick today, so I'm not going to get any better.
Yeah, I still owe you. FleshwoundFeatures.com. Check out the eBay stores. On Facebook, join the Horror Cartel Fleshwound Radio page and like the Fleshwound Features Facebook page. Stalk us on Twitter at Fleshwound Radio, Instagram, all that good stuff. Blog Talk Radio, our OG home. And yeah, so spoilers now. I just wanted to bitch about Blackwater. It annoyed the shit
Blackwater out of me. Abyss or Blackwater?
Blackwater Abyss.
Can I guess?
Go for it.
About the girl?
Yeah, that bitch survived.
Because yeah. as we've established, Dan hates women.
Especially when they're cheating. Pregnant.
She was cheating. She was cheating on her husband who had cancer.
To give him a fucking baby.
Oh, come on.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that's why she did it.
Adopt some little bastard. I mean, come on. I fucked him for you, sweetie. Yeah, that's going to go over well.
I mean,
I didn't like that she lived. I wanted the croc to just like.
I'm just playing devil's advocate, dude. Both those bitches should have died. Like, honestly, you swerve into a fucking lake after you just got out.
Yeah, that was so fucking stupid. And like, they should have ended that movie in the fucking cave. Like, the ending should have been them getting out of the cave. Why the fuck you guys take it out in the broad daylight? And then the fucking CGI gator looked like shit as soon as they took it out into the fucking broad daylight. I'm like, the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. You had an awesome movie at a certain point, and then you just went a little too far.
Oh. Yeah, it did a good job with, like, you know, the tension. Like, when dude got, like, stuck under the water with, like, the rock on his foot and shit like that. Like, I thought the tension of it was good, but why take us out of it before the movie even ends? Like,
just to put us right back in a stupid predicament.
Yeah.
Dumb.
All would have been well with me if the croc just ripped her out of the car at the end.
Homegirl should have shot that fucking bitch. Who's going to judge her?
Right. She forgave her awfully quick, I thought. I mean,
they started lezzing out, Dan. Now you're a big fan, right?
That would have been cool. Yeah, I would have forgiven it then. But
because Dan respects them women.
It's mine, bitch.
The other issue I had with that one was that in the opening scene, they have, you know, a pretty brutal thing with, you know, compound fractures and stuff. But then the movie never escalates past that. Like, it never gets any better. And if they were going to go that route, I would have preferred that to see that happen to, you know, one of the main characters than, you know, just these random people at the beginning of the movie to, you know, kind of leave your expectations too high.
I was going to say we get, like, Psycho Sid show up and just try and, like, boot the croc or something.
For those wrestling reference. Thank you.
A wrestling reference. I only did one this show. I'm doing good. Do we have any other spoilers you want to talk on the other movies?
Not really. I don't. But I don't know. Kruger, do you have anything spoilers wise on any of the others?
I mean, we kind of already talked about, you know, most of the stuff. Other than, you know, just the fucking in Orca, that one long scene of the dad orca carrying the mom orca is sad as fuck. And how about the fucking suiciding the mom, like when the mom orca goes into the
propeller?
Yeah.
And the screams. Oh, man. Yeah.
That movie's metal as fuck.
And then, like, I knew it this time, but like for a long time when I was younger, it's not registered to me that she was alive that entire fucking time while she's hanging upside down.
Oh yeah.
Put her back in the water, asshole. Like, what are you doing?
It's a pretty brutal movie. It really is. So when he takes the picture. Yeah. and Preten Boderick just a couple years. All right, guys, so that's all we have for you tonight. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you back here next week.
Make sure you all go watch Orca.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
And Grizzly. Yeah.